Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Lost Zane Recordings Freeview time from my time at 107.3 WBBL. This is an interview with Bill Engvall. It was a good time. Great guy. I think he's a great guy. Well, he was in this interview. I don't know. He might kill puppies for all I know. But anyway, I enjoyed my time talking to him, and I'm giving it to you right now on the free view of the Lost Zane recordings, which are made available twice a week. Typically Mondays and Fridays, unless if I forget. And then someone says, hey, dummy, put the Lost Zane recordings out. I'm releasing them in the order that they happened so long ago. We pick it up right now in the month of February of 2017. So if you want to get access to those Lost Zane recordings and all of my other content on Patreon, it's at P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Just $5 or $10 a month gets you a load of content each and every week, hopefully to keep you listening as long as possible. The free podcast I put out, that's upwards of 10 hours a week, plus the additional 15 on the Patreon. There you go. Hopefully, that will get you through a work week. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out for just 1 month, $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is all that audio, plus all the video and the live streams. There you go. If you like it and you want to keep it going, you can convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off of the price. There you go. Here you go. It's my interview with Bill Engvall from the Lost Zane Recordings.
As big as when Hulk Hogan teamed up with Andre the Giant. The Eric Zane Show in the morning and the huge show in the afternoon. Only on WBBL. Without a warning, you took my
heart. You took it, darling. Hello?
Eric, Bill Engvall.
Oh my gosh, Bill Engvall, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. What's going on?
We're doing fine, man. Bill Engvall is joining us. BillEngvall.com, at Bill Engvall on Twitter. You're appearing at DeVos Performance Hall coming up on Sunday, February 19th. The audience can get tickets at DeVosPerformanceHall.com. How's the tour? That's always my question for everybody who is a touring comedian or an artist. How's the tour?
Well, I've been on tour since 1980, so it's still going good.
Does it ever get to a point where you're like, oh, God, I got to get up and I got to do this again?
You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. Every job has its downside. Mine is the downside of mine is traveling. But it's, you know, it all kind of gets washed away once I get on stage because I have so much fun doing my show and I love seeing the audience and the fans and laughing with them. And you know, it's just a good, clean, relatable show.
Sure.
We don't talk about politics or religion because you know, hell, you hear about that all damn day.
Yeah, for sure, man.
If you weren't a comedian, what do you think you would be doing right now?
Probably a male dancer.
Nice, yeah.
No, I don't. You know what? If I wasn't a comedian, I'd probably be a school teacher.
Yeah, that's what I read. I read that's what you thought you were going to go into, and then one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, you're doing comedy.
Well, you know, I feel like teachers are entertainers in their own right, you know, because my proof is if you think back over all your school and the teachers that made learning fun, you can remember them by name. It's my show is, I always tell people, like, I don't want you to think like we're going to see a stand-up comedian because it's more like we're just sitting around your living room and I'm the funny guy doing the talking.
Oh, yeah. You know? Those are the ideal shows. Those are the best shows.
Yeah, I think so too, bud. I always tell people it's like a 90-minute conversation that we weave in and out of different subjects.
And you know what works, and that's it.
And the great thing with the live shows, you know, like when I come there, you know, like I have an outline of what I want to do. But with the live show, you never know. I may get some stray thought and we may go off on a tangent. But like the show I'm bringing up there, we're talking about everything from going through menopause with my wife, to dancing with the stars, to having a kidney stone, to getting my knee replaced, to the fact that my 81-year-old mother has learned how to text, which is the end of the world as
yeah,
we know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, those are the things that are really funny. And you're a clean comic, and I think that actually gives artists, comedians, more avenues to do great things when they can be creative and funny, and they don't have to swear like an idiot, you know?
Well, I agree with you. I love a good dirty joke as much as the next guy, but when I write my show, I try to write it as if my wife was sitting in the show and would I want her to sit there for 90 minutes listening to this.
Exactly.
I always know I've written a good joke when I see a wife or a husband kind of elbow each other like, oh, that's you. You know, it's like we talk about the fact that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my wife has started snoring, which it's like... It's crazy. It's like sleeping with a dude with boobs, you know?
You see, that's perfect. That's awesome. Bill Engvall is our guest. He's at Bill Engvall on Twitter. Website is BillEngvall.com. He'll be at DeVos Performance Hall Sunday, February 19th. You're going to want to get tickets. Do you still talk to any of the old blue-collar comedy tour comics?
Oh, yeah. We all live in different places, so it's kind of hard to get together, but... Yeah, we'll text each other every once in a while. I'll hear from Larry and Jeff and Ron. In fact, just it was funny the other night. I flew in from a weekend gig, and right in front of me was Ron White. So it was like
really?
We got to catch up. And you know what, dude? I got to tell you something. I've been so blessed in my career. It's one of those things that you look back on, and I was telling my wife, if I quit tomorrow, nobody could say, "Ooh, you almost made it." You know?
Right. Right.
I've got to do my own TV show. I've been on several sitcoms, movies. In fact, I'm in L.A. right now with an old Michigander there, Tim Allen. I'm shooting an episode of Last Man Standing.
So. Oh, that's great. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's a terrific. He's one of the best. I mean, seriously.
Guy.
And just to be able to, I mean, you could do this till the day you die. As long as you can see and you can write and you can think.
Yeah, you don't even have to see.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean, my gosh! Just to be able to captivate people with your storytelling is always fantastic.
Well, thank you. My theory is this: I'm going to keep doing it as long as people keep showing up, and I can keep writing new material. And if it ever gets to the point where I'm not having fun, then it'll be time to quit because I don't ever want to do a show where people walk out going, "Oh, he just kind of walked through that one." And I think that's what happens to a lot of artists is they don't know when it's time to call it in. But I'm still having fun, and people are still showing up. We got two great shows there. I'm looking forward to coming back up to Michigan. It's just always fun, too. And, listen, at the end of my show, I'm not going to lie to you, at the end of my show, after a great show like we're going to have there, it's just such a great feeling to walk off stage knowing you made somebody laugh. And maybe their day wasn't going too great, but maybe it ended
right
up better.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Bill Engvall is our guest. Have you ever had to perform with intense pressure like, boy, I don't know if I'm going to make it? Maybe early on in your career when you felt that?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to perform with that type. Well, actually, I can. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Well, you know, like, the thing, I've started doing a podcast called My Two Cents, and I tell you what, I gained a lot of respect for radio guys. Because, like, when I'm on stage, I know right away whether a joke's good or not. But when you're doing your podcast or, like, when you're doing your radio show, you might do the best show you think you can do. And you don't know that someone's not in their car going, man, that sucks.
Right. Right. And I think the one barometer that we have is the instinct of whether or not we are enjoying ourselves in the room. Like, if we're having a conversation and it's fun, usually it translates to something is going on within the audience's head, at least for us. And I think that's,
oh yeah,
you know,
I think you're exactly right. You know, listen, if I'm having fun, then I know it's fresh and things are good. Listen, my whole theory is we get enough bad stuff in all throughout the day. Mm-hmm. My job is to make people laugh and send them home feeling good.
Anything political? I mean, this is a weird time that we're in right now.
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why. I don't do political or religious stuff because no matter how good the joke might be, you automatically alienate 50% of your audience. And that's just not my job. You know, listen, my only thing I've ever said about this whole election thing is we all better hope he does a great job.
Right, right.
I don't want to wish this guy any ill will. I hope he does great.
Yes, yes. To clear out, let him do his thing, and if it works, yeah, great. If not, well,
we'll elect another one.
We'll figure it out then. Have you ever been performing with your fly open?
That I can honestly say no, I haven't, because
it's going to happen. Now.
Yeah. I almost did, and my wife said you might want to zip up there, and I was like, oh God, you know. But you know, the other thing is I'm getting older too, so I worry sometimes that I'll just forget.
Hey, can you talk about your Dancing with the Stars experience, Bill Engvall? You were a finalist on that show, Dancing with the Stars, and you can't dance.
Well, yeah, let me tell you something. That's one of those things. There's a lot of things you see headed your way in life, and I got to be honest with you, that was not one of them. Listen, I figured out early on in that show what it is. It's a popularity contest. It's mm-hmm. not a dance competition, because if it was, they never would have invited us anyway. But I had more fun. But I will tell you this, I don't think people understand how brutal it is.
Physically.
In 13 weeks, I lost 35 pounds, tore my groin, pulled my hamstring, and had to have my knee replaced at the end of the show.
Wow. Hopefully they paid for that.
Are you kidding me?
Would you do it again, though?
If they call me today and say we need you tomorrow, I'd be there. It was that much fun.
Wow. How much? And it was the weeks that we would see on TV. That's the same amount of time that you had to put into it, or was it?
Well, I tell you what, when I finally got eliminated in the finals, I added up my time on that dance floor and I realized I had danced 6 hours a day, 7 days a week for 13 weeks without a day off.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. When I did that show, I was 57, and 57-year-old men are not designed to dance 6 hours a day, 7 days a
week.
Wow. 26-year-old men aren't.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
we're designed to dance once a year drunk at a wedding.
Right, right. To, like, dancing to, like, Shout by the Isley Brothers and stuff like that.
Yeah, Cool in the Gang.
Right, of course. Bill Engvall is our guest, at Bill Engvall on Twitter. He's appearing Sunday at DeVos Performance Hall. You can get tickets at DeVosPerformanceHall.com. Jack Osborne was one of the finalists with you. Did Ozzy show up in the crowd for any of those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jack brought in some really heavy hitters. I'm like, you know, he was there. His dad was there. One night, Steven Tyler was there. It was like, and I kept thinking, Steven Tyler sitting at Dancing with the Stars? What the hell?
Wow. About?
But, yeah, Jack was just a great guy. We had some great people, Leah Remini and Jack Osborne, and these people were on our show. And I just had a blast together. And here was the thing that was frightening. I was the oldest guy on the show.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you did very well, and that was cool, too. You probably raised a lot for charity at that time. What was the charity you worked for?
It was, you know, that was one of those things, like I said, I was going to turn it down, but my wife said, you know, I think you ought to do this. And I'm glad I did, because it was 13 million people a week for 12 weeks.
Oh, yeah. That's big. And you now, do you notice an uptick in attendance right away, or people going to the website?
Yeah. You know what's funny is I think what it did is it opened up an audience that I didn't have before. And I think the fact that people could see me on Dancing with the Stars, and when they come see my show, like I said before, it's a clean show. So, you know, it, all of a sudden now I opened up a whole new audience, and they're starting to come out now.
You ever talk with anybody in any of these radio interviews who doesn't like you because you do a clean show?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. You know, it's a lot of these what I call Howard Stern kind of lookalikes. You know, they want the dirty, what was going on with you and your partner? It's like, nothing's going on. You know, it's like, you run into it once in a while. You know, they just want to hear the filth, and that's just not my gig.
To be fair, though, Howard these days is
he's pretty, mellowed out a little
bit. Yeah,
he's
pretty damn thoughtful. I mean, his popularity is higher than ever, because what he had done was he hired a person to kind of like be a coach. And she convinced him that there's more money to be made if you act like a normal human being. And it's worked.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's a niche for everything. But I agree with you. I just, you know, I'll give you a great example. Like when I was a young comedian, I got passed over for every HBO one night stand. They said I wasn't urban enough, not edgy enough. And here I am doing it 35 years, and a lot of those guys have come and gone. So
yeah.
They said you weren't urban enough?
Yeah. Yeah. The proof is in the pudding. You know, it's like, listen, I love a good dirty joke as much as the next guy. Yeah. But, you know, when I'm doing my show, you know, I have 85-year-old women sitting in my show. That I have 15 to 85 is my demographic.
Yeah, they got money. What the hell, man?
And by the way, as I tell young people, they had sex. You can talk about whatever you want.
Yes.
Do it in a clean way.
Yeah. I mean, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Bill. The fact that if your audience base is 18 to 85, that is an awfully big swimming pool that has money. So good. I mean, I wish I had 18 to 85. Jeez.
You probably do.
We were hoping for 18 to 25.
Yeah, I was hoping to 18 to 19. we have so few listeners that I know them by name when they call without asking.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, it's Paul. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Mary. Welcome. Yeah. So, you know, what the heck? Bill Engvall, you can check him out Sunday, February 19th at DeVos Performance Hall. Tickets at DeVosPerformanceHall.com. It's a terrific venue. I'm sure you've played there before, but it's a really nice room. At Bill Engvall on Twitter. Bill, best of luck to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you when I hit town.
See you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What do you think of him?
Good.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. I used to love the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah.
Clean comedy, I guess, works.
Yeah,
you have to do it right, though.
You know, it's
there's only a few guys, though.
There are only a few, and he pulls it off, man. But that is very cool. And a lot of people are going to love that show. Bill Engvall.
That is it, my preview of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time and listening to this, though. Have a good one. Bye-bye.